Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Let's go and have a chat with Bernie Kelly out at Scone. Bernie, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Please tell me you have had some rain.
I looked at the gauge this morning, had 24 mils and a beetle. So, don't know much of a beetle drink, but so it was good rain, good soaking rain, so it was good.
That's good. And has that been just the last 24 hours?
Since probably Tuesday morning, it probably started a bit of rain here. So, yeah, no, it's been good rain.
Yeah, been good rain. All right, we just need the follow-up. Just wanted to follow up as well on bobbing after a trial earlier in the week. Now in the Kosciuszko, did everything go to plan in the trial?
I think so. He went a lot better than he did his exhibition gallop at the Scone. He's pretty sort of... the exhibition gallop was probably pretty plain, but that's the sort of horse he is. You know, he's very sort of lazy in the trial. He's been a bit more competitive. He sort of obviously he started to ramp up a little bit, and Kobe was pretty happy with him. He sort of didn't send him out there to break any records. Just a nice cruisy trial, so he's come through it okay. Naturally, we'll probably have to look for another trial with him somewhere down the track. The likelihood, maybe if Cessnock's had the rain, the trial's in, I think it's about Monday week, or may go to Rose Hill if they allow me to. That's probably Tuesday week. So they're the options with him at the moment.
Okay. Yeah. Right. And so do you want to race him before October 19?
No.
No.
I just want to keep that bit of freshness in him. I don't want to sort of screw him down too hard. I suppose his biggest problem will be the 1200 may be a tab short for him, but he gets the right conditions on the right day. Like if there's a bit of bang out of track, I'm sure that'll sort of aid the horse to sort of bring him as far as a lot better chance in the race.
Yep, understand. And we were talking about the on Saturday morning with Duff, and I think Glenn Munsey was a part of the discussion as well. When we saw that exhibition gallop, everyone was going, gee, I could have got out and run quicker than what he is. But you weren't out there. It was that sort of gallop anyway, but he just did it more lazier than what you wanted.
Yeah. I actually, Craig Carmen interviewed me straight after Sky, and he said to me, what I thought about him. He said, well, I just said to him, well, he's a bit like me. He reckons that hard work's a bit overrated. So, you know.
That's why he moved out to Scone, isn't it, Bernie?
Naturally, yeah.
Yeah, that's that relaxing style. All right, well, it sounds like you've just done your work at this stage. You'll just keep ticking him over quietly and then you wait and see.
Yes, Andrew. We'll just sort of keep going through the paces and hopefully sort of everything goes to plan. And, we'll just have to sort of take each day as it comes and hopefully we can get him to the Kosciuszko.
Yeah, well, the slot owner we spoke with, I want to say Ken Wright?
No, that's Paul.
No,
Ken.
That wasn't you. Who was yours? No.
Ken Wright, I think, might have been Kavanagh. I think that my man's Paul Simpson.
Paul Simpson. That's right. We spoke to Paul. A group of punters from Tamworth into Sydney.
Yeah, no. He's a. I think he. I can gather he's got a business in Inverell, just outside Inverell.
Right.
He obviously does a lot of vitamin supplements for stock. Plus, he's got a few mates which are farmers too. So and about three is probably at two or three couples.
Yeah.
So, they're sort of obviously they sound decent people. So hopefully we can sort of do the right thing by them and get some cash for them.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. All right. Thanks very much, mate. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew.